Back here, Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, The Game on the Game Nashville app as well, and GameNashville.com. Cannot wait for Father's Day weekend. And no, I am not a father, but it's because NASCAR is coming back to our city at the Nashville Super Speedway for the Ally 400 weekend. Of course, the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series on June 20th will be at the Nashville Super Speedway. And we say hello to the president of that fine racetrack. Eric Moses is here with us. Eric, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm fired up because I have in my notes here, we are 113 days away from the Ally 400.
Yeah, but who's counting, Chase? Who's counting?
We all are, and that's okay. That's how we should be doing it. So excited to talk about how the racetrack is coming along. But I wanted to start with this because as we wrap up February, you know, it's Black History Month, and you are an African-American president of a NASCAR track, the first in that position, and I know that that's been really cool for you to have that. So what have you seen so far about NASCAR, a sport that, you know, historically maybe hasn't had all the right things looked at them from that standpoint? And now to have you in your position, Bubba Wallace and his impact in the Cup Series and what he's been able to do, how cool has it been to be a part of this?
Well, I think it's always great when you can be part of a movement for an organization that is, in my opinion, kind of doing the right thing. Not only doing the right thing from kind of a moral, social standpoint, but for the sport, from a business standpoint, and looking to expand our fan base and to introduce this fantastic sport to as many people as will be interested and feel welcome to experience it. And I think NASCAR is to be commended for what they've done over the last year and a half, 2 years, and opening up the sport to other people who may not have historically engaged or thought it would be okay for them to engage in this sport.
Yeah, what I think is so cool is you've seen guys like Bernard Pollard, who played in the NFL, and Alvin Kamara become fans, and not only become fans, but embrace the sport and try and build the sport and do what they can to get more fans, and you know, doesn't matter their race, just get everybody involved. I think that that's really cool how the sport has opened their arms, and I see Bernard's tweets all the time, all excited about his Ally 400 gear at the Nashville Super Speedway. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, you know, I liken it to just about anything else. I mean, if you're a big sports fan or you like a particular movie or television show or record, what do you want but more people to like that same thing that you feel so passionately about, right? So I want as many people coming into our sport so we have more people to talk about it, to argue about it, mm-hmm. you know, to watch together, to enjoy it. And I think you see that across the board. So I'm hoping that, you know, core and traditional NASCAR fans who have grown up watching this sport for years and years and years and years won't feel neglected, won't feel like they're being abandoned or taken for granted, because that is not the case at all. But we just want to have more people for them to love this sport with.
Something that's going to be neat when they come to town is you're going to have 2311 Racing, Bubba Wallace driving that car for Denny Hamlin and the GOAT, Michael Jordan, as a kid that grew up in the 90s watching the Bulls, all about having Michael Jordan as a team owner in NASCAR. And I think it's just the beginning of getting, you know, even bigger names and more team owners. But how cool is it to have MJ involved in motorsports?
I think it's fantastic because of his notoriety in one particular sport, and frankly being one of the most famous people on the planet. Having him decide to spend his own money in our sport. And now, as we're all finding out, this is not just a business move for him. He loves NASCAR. He grew up going to races with his family. I mean, this is something that he knows, understands, and enjoys. And so I think having someone who is so well-regarded and so looked up to by so many people showing his passion for our sport will only help to introduce it to more people.
We're talking to Eric Moses, the president of the Nashville Super Speedway. June 18th through the 20th will be the NASCAR return to our city as the Camping World Truck Series will race on Friday, Xfinity Series on Saturday, and then, of course, the Ally 400, the Cup Series race on Father's Day on Sunday at 2:30. How are things coming along at the racetrack? How's she looking, and how close are you being ready to put cars on that baby?
She's looking good. We still got some work to do, as I've told you before. I mean, 10 years is a long time to go without operations, and so we are in there working with our partners at NASCAR Design and Development to get her up to speed and looking good and hopefully meeting and exceeding the expectations of our fans when we welcome them in to the venue on Father's Day weekend. But things are moving well. I think we will, you know, be pushing into the spring, obviously, and getting things done and up to snuff. But we're feeling really good about it. We've probably got a tire test going on next month in March so that we can make certain that Goodyear and the folks at NASCAR have us all ready for some great competition Father's Day weekend.
If you need me to come run some laps, I'm happy to help. You always know that.
Man, you beat me to the punch. I was just going to ask you.
The cool thing about that race weekend is even though the Xfinity race and the Cup race are going to be in the afternoon, you know, some of my favorite memories out at Nashville Super Speedway are the night races, because I love night races. You know, just there's something different about running under the lights. The trucks are going to do that Friday night with a 7 o'clock start. Going to be cool to see that place lit up again.
I think it is, and you know, one of the things that I've said to some friends and folks that I've been meeting since I've been here in Middle Tennessee is, hey, look, if you're not a traditional fan, you haven't been out or what have you, you want to dip your toe in the water, coming out Friday night for a truck race and having that experience, coming out Saturday for our Xfinity race, those are good ways to start to become familiar with and catch the bug for our sport. And so I'm encouraging people who want to say, hey, maybe I'll give this a try, or I just want to be there with this track reopening after 10 years. If you don't think you want to come on Sunday, which you should, come out Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a good show all 3 days.
Now, people have I have friends that have told me I've already gotten my tickets for all 3 days, so they're ready to go. And then there's some that, like you said, that they're just not sure yet. They're dipping their toe in the water. And they're saying, well, so is this a one-year thing? Are they just coming back for this year? The answer to that is no. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, you don't spend the type of money and then make the type of investments that we're making to upgrade and renovate the facility for 1 year. And we have the fortunate distinction of having a 4-year sanctioning agreement with NASCAR, which means that at a minimum, and I do mean minimum, at a minimum we will have a Cup Series race here for 4 years, and as you would imagine, my job is to make certain that we have a Cup Series racing at the Nashville Super Speedway indefinitely.
So if people have not gotten their tickets yet, how can they go about doing that?
NashvilleSuperspeedway.com is the best way, or 1-866-RACETIX. Either of those ways, we will help you get situated for the weekend and to come out and join us. It is almost unbelievable to think that you have not had Cup Series racing in Middle Tennessee for almost 40 years. Mm. And so we are honored and privileged to be able to bring it back to this market that loves NASCAR so much, and we want as many people as possible to pack the stands to show the country how Nashville does NASCAR.
Now, I'm sure, I think the last time you were on with us, this probably came up, but I know you get asked this, I get asked this. The trophy has always been something very special that the drivers have gone after, and that is a guitar. I don't know if you're ready to announce anything of what the trophy is going to be, but I'm just saying I hope that we get a little history of racing in Nashville, and hopefully that comes about.
Well, I think people will be very pleased with our trophy. You know, we are leaning into, as folks would imagine, our Nashville, you know, home, and the themes that are familiar with Nashville as a home. So I think folks will be pleased. The key for us, Chase, is to figure out how do we kind of honor the past while not being captive to it, and make certain that we're presenting something that's new, that's innovative for people who maybe haven't been out to the track like you have. And so we're going to try to balance those things out as we continue to grow and establish ourselves here in the marketplace.
Yeah, and I love it. And I told you before when you were on, the logo is awesome. You know, that has the silhouette of the track and the headstock, and just is very Nashville. So you are definitely doing that. Hey, it's good to talk to you as always, my friend. Thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday to jump on here. We'll do this many more times before Father's Day weekend and the Ally 400 weekend.
looking forward to it, man. I hope to get you out to the track real soon.
Absolutely. I would love it. Eric Moses, he is the president of the Nashville Super Speedway. Again, you can go to NashvilleSuperspeedway.com for tickets. They are on sale now, June 18th through the 20th, as the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, they return to the Nashville Super Speedway, but the Cup Series makes its debut June 20th with the Ally 400. When we come back, we'll talk to Regan Smith. He is a pit reporter and analyst for Fox NASCAR. We'll talk about the Daytona Road Course, the season so far, and, of course, racing at Homestead, Miami. We'll do that next on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.